Costa.
If anybody knows Flaccid,
it's Judson Richard.
And Judson Richards.
Now I get it!
Here's Costa and Judson.
On a beautiful Monday, after a tremendous weekend, family, we certainly hope you're having a great day. We hope you're getting your day off on the right foot. We love the fact that you're along for the ride. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll go over the, as it stands right now today, the list of the participants for the 2019 Home Run Derby. We unveiled Frampain, hashtag Frampain 2019 a couple weeks ago. He immediately went ice cold, started to bring it back around.
Yep.
You left to go move in with your mom, and he's just gone nutso.
Yes.
Ever since.
Speaking of nutso, it's nutso what's going on in the NBA. Where will Kawhi Leonard go? We'll talk more about that coming up at 7:30. And again, thanks to the guys that filled in for me. I know there was a number of double dipping going on because me and Rich were both off at the same time. Thanks to John. Thanks to Steve. Thanks to Pete. I listened to the show quite a bit when I was gone. You guys all did a terrific job.
We did.
And I know everyone out there cares. They really do. In fact, I had a number of people of social media give me a hard time, but at the same time say, it's really great what's happening. Mom coming to Alpine, joining the family. So thanks. Everyone's been so supportive besides supporting my weight gain and supporting me somehow.
Get
now
in my belly!
Moving in with mom. Everyone's been so supportive. And, you know, it's such a fun time to get to share these things that are happening with my life and that people are nice enough to jump on board and have a good time with it. I've also asked you that because of my return, this is what's happening today, to celebrate my return, although some of you may be frowning upon it, send us a text, and we've been giving Fletch a hard time. So that's what's happening today. 70470, this gave me a really good LOL, Costa.
Okay.
This from the 619, it says, love the show, guys. I've noticed this isn't the first time that Fletch hasn't shown up to gatherings. I think I have a solution as to why. He can't read exit signs. I suggest, as a fan of the show, rather than giving him names of the off-ramp, to give him the exit number. So that is an idea to make sure that Fletch...
All right, here's a preemptive housekeeping. You know how to get to my house, correct?
The Uber driver does.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, what are you?
That's why you Uber a lot.
What are you anticipating happening Wednesday night at my house?
Not being able to read street signs.
Okay, when he leaves.
I really don't like driving in San Diego. I think I'm too dumb for it.
Yep. Cosign. This from the 858 said, I went to the game Saturday night, free jerseys, a firework, and a laser show.
Whoa.
Five Padres homers and a win. It was my birthday. A ridiculously fun time. Happy birthday to you out there from the 858. This from the 619. I feel like I'm getting set up for something. Judson Biggins. I guess that's my
That showed up a couple times on the text line.
Yeah, it says, Judson Biggins, I'm always busting balls, but I want to congratulate your wife on being Manager of the Year award. Thank you.
And our buddy Rodell, Rodog 619 on Twitter.
What up, Rodell?
I think Rodell, caught Manny Machado's home run.
No, he's saying you look like the heavy set man in the photo that caught it.
Oh,
read it again. Read it out loud.
Great job catching Machado's home run yesterday. I thought he was giving himself props.
No, it says Costa, doesn't it?
Oh, that doesn't look like me.
Costa's illiterate too.
Oh, no. Sorry. No, maybe Rodell's. Oh, yeah. It says, great job catching Charles Herman yesterday,
okay.
Costa.
All right.
Hello.
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 Well, seeing how I may be the one that has to read today, can I read you some text from Fernando Tatis Jr.? Okay. And you give me your reaction.
Okay.
All right. That's all of you out there. 844-570-1360. This from our guy, Kevin Acey, who will join us tomorrow. Tatis said in not making the All-Star game, these were his comments in post. He said, quote, I'm not going to lie. I thought I was going to make it. Now,
fair.
AC then goes on to say, Fernando Tatis Jr. says he doesn't think he'd go to an All-Star game even if a spot opened up. Now, those comments don't officially mean that he said no.
Right.
He hasn't turned down an invitation.
Yeah.
But here's what we want to know. Should Fernando Tatis Jr. actually turn down a spot if one opens up to the All-Star game? Or should Tatis go no matter how it takes to get there, whether there is a guy who has a, you know, it happened last year that one of the players Wise was expecting. So he didn't go to the All-Star game. No matter how a spot opens up, should Fernando Tatis Jr. do anything he can to get there? Or, if he isn't in initially, can you understand his frustration and go, yeah, you know what? If Machado isn't invited, if Hosmer can't make it, then we'll stay away, and I don't need to go.
I understand the frustration. That, no problem there. But this isn't like the all-pro game in the NFL where it's, I'm alternate number 328 because so many guys just, you know, come up with a reason not to go. I think it's a mistake. If you're invited, either as a starter, sub, alternate, you got to go. I think you have to go. I think it's a mistake not to go. And I think it's a disservice to yourself by saying, you know, I'm not, I wasn't voted in as a starter. I'm not going to go. I think you have to go. And I'm not going to go so far as to say you're disrespecting the game or you're disrespecting baseball. It's an exhibition. We understand that. But not every guy is being asked to come to the All-Star game. It still says something pretty special about you as a rookie that your name is already being mentioned in terms of being one of the best. I think it's a mistake not to go.
How would you feel if Fernando Tatis Jr. was invited and turned it down?
I'd be a little disappointed.
Would you be disappointed in him?
Would you be disappointed
as someone on the couch watching the All-Star game?
That's a good point. And again, I go back to what you know about baseball wanting to highlight their young stars. But I'd be disappointed not seeing him in that atmosphere, not seeing him being talked about with all the greats of the game that'll be there. And also disappointed in him because I think you're missing up on a really, really good chance to get your first taste as a rookie of what the Midsummer's Classic's all about.
I think it would be a huge misstep by Fernando Tatis Jr. And in fact, it would be such a misstep if he were invited and did not go, that I think if someone is reading what is now being said about Tatis about he may turn it down, I think someone, including Dad, is going to say to him, hey, kid, number one, it's a tremendous honor.
Yes.
It's a tremendous honor no matter how you get there. He's only played 48 games in the bigs, as great as he's been, but also it is great for your brand. And your brand, as we learned, when the Padres signed Manny Machado, they immediately made $4 million in ticket sales. Mm-hmm. So you can sign players and you can make a case of why signing a player who is a big name isn't just about the numbers or what it's going to or what it could mean. So Tatis Jr. growing his brand would be foolish for him not to go there, but most importantly, the honor of it all.
And when, you know, his dad, if he was having this conversation with Senior, I would assume Senior would make the point that not everybody, there are some guys who never experienced this in their major league career, mm-hmm. who've been up for a while, and you're being asked to come, even you've only played, 48 games this year because of the injury, and they still think enough of you to say, Fernando Tatis Jr., we want you there, you have to go. I would be disappointed in him if you didn't.
We have Comic-Con tickets. Continue to listen for your chance to win. We will qualify 2 in the 7 o'clock hour, and here's what we're asking you. How would you feel if Fernando Tatis Jr. actually turned down an invitation to play in the All-Star Game 2019? 844-570-1360. Text line is open, 70470. We'll go to the Twitter as well. What did you guys say about me when I was gone?
Nothing. We said was how much we missed you for 3 days.
And
your big fat ass.
It says, hey, Fluffy Richards, awesome for your wife. Now tell her to be number one at not feeding you so much.
Well, it's not the beautiful Lauren that has started to overfeed him as of a couple days ago. It's the beautiful Mrs. Richards, one of the greatest ladies I know. Now that she's had little Juddy move back in with her, all of his favorite meals, all the big jars of mayo and whipped cream.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Mom, can I have Twinkies in bed?
Sure, baby. Sure.
Now, Carly did just send us this, and it's good to mention as well. Kevin Acey said, Fernando Tatis Jr. did clarify his quote that he probably wouldn't go to the All-Star game if his spot opened, saying he meant he didn't believe he would be next in line. So, next in line to me, because if Rob Manfred doesn't find a way to give a very, very clear invitation to Fernando Tatis Jr., that is absolutely, that is borderline a fireable offense for Major League Baseball not to recognize what they have in front of them. Now, you virtually said you think Tatis Jr. is a household name.
I do.
There's no chance. He's played in 48 games.
He's okay.
He's a
but
San
listen,
Diego Padre.
He is. And normally, most of the time, those are situations where you look at somebody not resonating nationally and you go back to, well, you play for the Padres. You play in sleepy little San Diego. But I think he has done enough in these 48 games. Some of the plays he has made and what he has done to spark a baseball team. People know who Fernando is on a national level.
Fletch, you think he's a you say household name.
Yes, I do. Yes.
No.
I do. Yeah.
No chance.
He
no.
is.
Number one, he hasn't played enough. Number two, Major League Baseball lacks the ability to have a guy who is 48 games in playing in San Diego become a household name.
I will agree with you that Major League Baseball does a terrible job of marketing their stars. They pale in comparison.
So how is Tatis has been marketed so well already?
He's had a few viral moments that baseball fans
have seen. A few viral moments make this guy a household name.
His play alone is what has marketed him so far to date, even missing the games that he's missed.
His play alone has made him a household name? It's not... His play has made him a household name in San Diego.
No, people... There's Costa,
have you seen the ratings on Major League Baseball? I mean, have you seen how few games are being watched, including around the country?
Right.
Now, if you want him
to... But that's not Tatis Jr.'s fault.
I'm not saying it is.
You're trying to make that point.
Costa, I said I would give Fernando Tatis Jr. $500 million over 20 years.
We know.
Do you agree with me now?
I agree. He is earning. He's on his way to earning a pretty big payday.
So you're
from
not
the
sold on him yet on that payday.
I'm sold on him, but again, it's only half of a season. But in the half of a season, minus those games he has missed because of injury, he has put his name out there, and people have noticed.
Now, the reason why I say I'd give him this big giant contract is because of what I think of his skill set. I mean, his ceiling is something like multiple MVPs. His ceiling is potentially, for a number of years, the best player in Major League Baseball. But because of MLB's shortcomings, I do not believe Fernando Tatis Jr. is a household name. You know what would help? You get him on the All-Star game, and somehow the game goes in his favor, meaning he's a late-inning defensive replacement. He goes deep into the hole, and he does one of the viral moments that we're talking about.
Yeah.
He gets a late-inning pinch hit in a crucial moment, and Fernando Tatis Jr. is being screamed about by Joe Buck and John Smoltz, and they can go back and kind of catalog a lot of those viral moments and share it with the national audience. But as of now, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong, 570-1360-844.
I think you're wrong.
Is Tatis Jr. a household name as of now?
Yes,
Fluffy
he
Richard
is.
Says no. This fat little chubby man right here says you two are wrong.
Ever since that play where he scored from home on the pop-up to the infield, that's something Major League Baseball fans have not seen
before.
And
that was all over the four letters and MLB Network. They kept on showing that highlight after highlight. And in this day and age of everybody swinging for the fences, and really the only household names you think are out there are the guys who are putting him past the fence, Fernando Tatis Jr. is just that special animal. With what he's able to do in the field, what he's able to do at the plate.
This from the Slammer on Twitter. It says, everyone who watches baseball knows who Tatis Jr. is. Monday morning rat meter has officially overloaded for you.
Well, they call you a rat?
Yeah.
Wow, rats
under attack here.
Rat is really below the belt.
I'm saying.
But I kind of like it.
I love this guy.
I'm saying.
The Slammer.
Relax over there, Giselle.
All right? Slammer.
I'm just saying that Major League Baseball comes up short. He's 48 games in. You two are making it sound like Major League Baseball is just this huge machine.
No. We're not. Wait a second, rat boy. We are not sitting here saying baseball has done such a tremendous job highlighting who he is. He has done a tremendous job in letting the world know who he is.
One of the biggest baseball fans we have out there. He will set the record straight. The question is Fernando Tatis Jr. already a household name? Can't Spell and Costa say yes, he is. I say no. CJ will set us straight. CJ, where do you come out on this?
You know, I don't think he's a household name.
Thank you.
Baseball does a just ridiculously poor job of getting these kids out there and getting their names known. The reality is that Tatis Jr., I don't know what else a guy needs to do offensively. Maybe he should score from on a from first on a single. Well, wait, he's done that now twice.
Yes.
Maybe he should score from second on an infield hit. Wait, I'm sorry, he's done that now twice.
Yep.
Maybe he should score from as a ground ball as a comebacker to the pitcher. Wait, I'm sorry, once again, he's already done that. Baseball does a really bad job of this. You see this let the kids play commercials? Every single one of those guys are already established stars on that let the kids play commercial. That commercial should be focused on Tatis Jr., Acuna, the kid from L.A. that is coming up.
Pete Alonso.
Verdugo. Not one of these kids are getting promoted, and they wonder why a guy like Kyler Murray and other kids are completely abandoning the game, and the TV viewership is 55+. Because they don't focus on the guys who are relatable to younger generations, that are fun to watch and enjoy and have passion for the game. And instead, we get David freaking Dahl in the All-Star game.
You know, here's the thing.
Thank you, CJ.
Okay.
Well stated.
Major League Baseball is still living in those dark ages of we're the grand old game. We're America's pastime. It promotes itself. And they do a terrible job.
Yes.
Of promoting, especially the future of their game.
Why is Fernando Bryce Harper Tatis not in Jr. the All-Star game? I mean, I know I sound like a homer because I've been fanboying out for so long.
Yeah.
But Bryce is interesting. Bryce is polarizing. Manny Machado is interesting. He's also had a red hot month of June. How Major League Baseball wouldn't put it in? Forget voting. Like, you need to be the smart ones. You need to know, hey, let's be interesting. Let's make sure that in an exhibition game
right.
isn't just built off of a stat sheet. It needs to be built on interesting, polarizing, and young stars like Fernando Tatis Jr.
But is the narrative with Fernando Tatis Jr. going to the All-Star game still open? There is a chance he's going to get the invite.
Yes.
And there is a chance that he sees, this is a great opportunity for me. I'm going to go. But I think enough in this small sample size of him in his rookie season, that is enough to put everybody in the baseball world on notice. The Padres got somebody special.
So, about last night.
What the f*** happened last night?
Judson and Costa have this morning's trending topics.
All right, the Home Run Derby, as of right now, are the invites out or is that still open?
It's pretty much spoken for, it feels like.
It becomes official at some point this week, according to CBS Sports.
Okay, so who are the projections before it becomes official of who's going to take part in the Home Run Derby in Cleveland?
Vladimir Guerrero Jr., how many home runs does he have?
8.
Boo.
But it's a big 8.
Carlos Santana, Pete Alonso, Christian Yelich, Josh Bell, Ronald Acuna with 2 more question marks.
All right, so 2 more guys can get in. Do we have any reason to believe that one of those 2 spots will be taken by a Padre? I mean, have you heard rumors? Renfro?
The last news Fran that came Mill. Out was they both said that they would love to do it. I think Hunter said he would be honored, and Fran Mill said something, my man.
Hello? Now, is there something against having 2 guys from the same team?
Well, I would not expect both of them to be there.
Fran Mill. Nothing against Hunter, but Fran Mill.
Why do you hate Hunter?
I love Hunter.
It sounds like you hate him, Costa.
I love Hunter Renfro, but Fran Mill.
You just
Mill,
raised your hand and said, Fran I Mill hate
is
Renfro.
That big, gregarious, bubbly smile on his face, monster of a human being that mashes the ball.
Bull.
That has to be the guy mashes who mashes the bull.
The bull. They both have 24 home runs. That's got to be, I mean, I stepped away for like a day and a half and Fran Mill hit 20.
Yeah, it's called a
I
curse.
I mean, good Lord. I mean, he has been mashing bulls.
Bulls.
You might have to quit, Judd.
Oh, boy. What
well,
a decision.
It's been recommended to me.
Never. Never, never. Come on. Again, going back to Major League Baseball, just swinging and whiffing on opportunities to highlight their stars or maybe the lesser knowns like a Fran Mill Reyes. And I think a guy like Fran Mill Reyes probably is not known on the national stage like a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr. is. Do yourself a favor, baseball. Get somebody like Fran Mill Reyes in the Derby.
There, I do think, is one area you could find positivity that only Kirby Yates would go for the Padres. Because you were Am I crazy, or do you also feel like there's a little bit of an us against the world for this Padres team? Like, at least, at the very least, there's a galvanizing that is happening between this team, and potentially a few snubs may help galvanize even more and make it us against the world. I mean, you saw the comments by Manny Machado as kind of...
Not for long.
Well, no, I'm talking about all 25 of us should make the All-Star team.
Oh, Austin Hedges is ready. Okay.
I know.
Ian Kinsler.
Welcome. You know, let's try to. But
yeah.
But you like the thought process.
No,
right?
I
you like that, where it comes from.
That
it comes
mentality,
from a good place.
And again, Manny Machado being a superstar but being team first and saying something like that. That good on him. There's not 25 guys who wear Padres uniforms who deserve to be in the All-Star game.
No.
Sorry.
And boy, the All-Star game ratings would not be good.
Ian Kinsler is still playing.
You know, Ian Texas Kinsler, Ranger fans would be like, what?
You know, he's Kinsler would come up, and what would people say? Oh, he's going to flip off the crowd in Cleveland? I mean,
now
that's what
that
he's
would
known
make
for.
An interesting All-Star game. And he could do it in Cleveland.
Sure.
Right? That would be fun. Just
that's saying hi
two birds
in Cleveland.
To the sky. Yes, it is. Two birds to the sky. But as of now, so six of the eight sponsors spoken for. So FranPing 2019, continue to call Rob Manfred. Tweet at the people.
Okay, if Vlad Jr. is in with eight, doesn't that show you that Major League Baseball is taking stock of their future stars?
Yes, I don't hate on Vlad
and
being
Acuna's
there.
And Acuna's in the Home Run Derby as well.
Yeah.
The big one, I think Joey Gallo's going to be in the Derby. He's going to get one of those question marks.
Right.
And then it's kind of between Ketel Marte and Fran Mil Reyes.
And I think the biggest slight
you
is
think
though,
he's that close, huh?
The biggest slight by
everyone
baseball.
Everyone else is saying no. Aaron Judge said no. Mike Trout said no. Bellinger Cody Bellinger said no.
Yeah.
Imagine getting to turn down $1 million for batting practice.
Yeah, but do those guys make them what they're making? What about the question somebody raised on social media? Don't you just want these guys to get rest during the All-Star break?
Who? Our guys?
Like Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny? Would you rather just see them get rested?
Well, they're not going to play that much. They're not starting. I mean, the travel, I guess, whatever, but...
The travel.
Well, I that also begs a question. Like, are you starved to see the Padres in an All-Star game? Or if you look at Saturday night, 44,000 people, and it really, really was some great baseball, beautiful sunset. Like,
But how much of that was free jerseys?
Well, that's a big part of it.
You know?
No, giveaway night wins, man.
Yes.
We love free stuff, whether it's walking to the ballpark or whether we're out and about on remote and people want koozies and bumper stickers and t-shirts. This is just how we operate. We love free stuff. But are we starved to get this national attention, or is it like... These are our guys, and they're heading in the right direction. That's most important.
Oh, so a lot of it is, hey, finally.
I want to see Fernando in an All-Star game. I do want him on the national stage. I do want to hear the Padres talked about.
In a heartbeat. But a lot of it
I thought you were just saying it's cool that they're just our guys, and they play in San Diego.
No. As far as Fernando in the All-Star game, yeah, I want to see him there. I'd love to see Manny Machado in the All-Star game. But we know that.
I thought you were saying it wasn't important.
It's important as far as Fernando Tatis Jr. is concerned, continuing to let people know who he is.
But it's not important to you, a Padre fan.
I'm not living and dying with it, but I think there's a lot of Padre fans that are of that mindset. We finally seem to have something good going. Let's get as many guys in there. We deserve it.
Caller number 20 right now qualifies to win two passes to Comic-Con 2019.
I am inevitable.
Listen at 5:45 p.m. to see if the cannons call your name.
Oh, boy.
Jump on in now. Comic-Con, 844-570-1360. We will take caller number 20, caller. We are qualifying two listeners an hour. So are Hardwick Schaefer and friends, new to three loose cannons, and we will announce a winner every day at 5:45 p.m. if you qualify. Coming up next, where's Kawhi Leonard heading, and is there one team that Kawhi should be seriously considering that we're not talking about? We'll tell you who that is.
Hey, it's Schaefer. Coming up later today at noon on HSF, NBA free agency in full swing. We've got the latest. Plus, we'll react to the Padres and Cardinals this past weekend at Petco. We get going at noon on Extra 1360 and FM 103.3.
Who is the most deserving Padre? Not named Kirby Yates. Kirby is already heading to the All-Star game. Who should be next on that list? We will ask Bob Scanlon of Fox Sports San Diego, former big leaguer. Bob will join us right at 8 o'clock. We continue to qualify you out there. You want Comic-Con tickets, guess what? Extra 1360 is hooking you up. We will qualify another listener within the next 20 minutes. Be listening for your chance. We'll tell you when to call in. We are qualifying also in the 8 o'clock hour. Hardwick Schaefer and friends and the Loose Cannons. And every day at 5:45, the Loose Cannons will announce a winner. We are doing it all week long in Comic-Con. I know Fletch has plans to be dressed up like, what's a girl's name from Suicide Squad? I think that's his
Harley
that's
Quinn,
his thing,
right? One who played Harley.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Fletch is going down there as Harley Quinn.
Oh, no doubt.
Do you think we could get him on a Harley Quinn costume?
By tomorrow. No worries.
Yeah,
I
think we should do that
right now.
Yeah, 844-570-1360. Kawhi Leonard is still out there. It happened very, very quickly. I think a lot of the big names that would continue to kind of draw out the interest of NBA free agency.
Yeah.
It really, really happened except for Kawhi Leonard. Now, the Chris Carter aspect to Kawhi Leonard is kind of interesting. He's got a good relationship, I believe, with Uncle Dennis.
Kawhi's representative, de facto agent.
I've heard him also say, I spoke with his uncle.
That's got to be Uncle Dennis,
oh,
right?
You're talking about the same person.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, but uncle, it kind of makes you feel like your sources are richer when you say his representative.
Yeah, it's like, a little bit.
You know, uncle.
I spoke with his cousin. What?
And Kawhi Leonard or Chris Carter obviously has been given complete freedom to talk openly on air about his conversations with Uncle Dennis. So this is what Chris Carter has said most recently about it. He said, contrary to other reports, Kawhi Leonard has not met with or spoken with Magic Johnson yet. He will meet with both LA teams early this week, and then Toronto will get the last word. Given today's events, which meant yesterday, The Knicks are an extremely long shot. Don't expect a decision soon. That is Chris Carter,
the Knicks,
on Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. I think the Knicks could offer Kawhi 5 years, $500 million, and he'd go, yeah, I don't think so.
Now, when I put back into town Friday, when mom was moving in with us, just to clarify.
That's debatable.
You were moving in with mom?
Yeah, I like
mom
that
was
better.
Moving in with us.
Okay. I was listening.
Okay.
To you and Steve in the afternoon.
Right.
Guys sounded great together.
Thank you.
And everyone was freaking out over this Magic Johnson Lakers thing. I mean, this was, I leave town for 3 days, and Fran Morais is at 20 home runs.
Big Magic
and
Johnson.
Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka are somehow back in a room together.
Right.
I was like, whoosh. What's happening?
Well, the narrative looking at that is Kawhi Leonard and Uncle Dennis backed Jeannie Buss into a really, really tough corner. If she agrees to take the meeting with Magic Johnson and herself and Kawhi, then you're just cutting the knees off of Rob Pelinka. And then Magic tweeted out, I cannot legally, per NBA rules, be in the meeting with Kawhi Leonard and Jeannie talking free agency. Now, Magic and Kawhi can go have dinner. They can go shoot pool. They can do whatever they want. That's fine. That's not against the rules. Kawhi to the Lakers, though, and in the last 48 hours, it has picked up incredible steam. And I didn't think there was a chance in hell the Lakers were going to get Kawhi Leonard. I thought it was a slam dunk, signed, sealed, delivered. He's going to continue as a Toronto Raptor.
Yeah, I do believe that Chris Broussard said that the Lakers, Kawhi Leonard is the Lakers to lose, meaning that they are the leader in the clubhouse to land Kawhi Leonard. Now, here's a team that you haven't heard talked about, and I don't necessarily understand why. Why would Kawhi Leonard not take a meeting with the Golden State Warriors?
I hadn't even thought about that.
With the amount of money that they've had freed up, Kevin Durant joining the Nets, it's in California. The only reason why I don't think is because Kawhi ain't playing when it comes to Southern California. Like, Kawhi, you know, and someone just told me out in the hallway, I haven't confirmed it, but this is what's being discussed, and I don't mind saying it because he was in San Diego. We've seen video of him in San Diego over the weekend, and I was told they just bought a home here. Now he's got enough money; he can buy homes everywhere.
No, he didn't just buy a home. He bought a home several months ago out in Rancho Santa Fe. It's got two kitchens.
Really?
Casey gets hungry when he walks from the one kitchen, and by the time he gets to the next kitchen,
yeah,
I'm gonna go cook a meal in here.
That's some gangsta stuff.
That's the dream.
$14 million house in Rancho Santa Fe.
Good Lord! I guess I was a little late to that party. Haven't been invited over anytime soon. But would you take? Would you be curious about the Warriors if you were Kawhi Leonard?
I hadn't. Oh my God! I would.
But it hasn't even been mentioned one time. It hasn't even mentioned the Warriors going after Kawhi.
And the thing is, Kawhi going to the Warriors is so different than Durant going to the Warriors. It's like Kawhi goes, you know what? All right, I'm here now. We are that much better.
He looks like a savior.
Where Durant going's like, oh, you're just trying to chase a ring.
Yes.
And Kawhi's like, yeah, two rings, two series MVPs, like Durant.
No.
Two different teams.
Yeah. When Durant went to the Warriors, the conversation was, this is bad for the league. And Adam Silver virtually said as much. If Kawhi Leonard went to the Warriors, that's like, damn it, from the rest of the league. We thought we had them.
We thought they'd come back down
beatable.
To earth. They're
beatable. Yeah. They'd be back down to earth, and now Kawhi Leonard would come in and look to be the savior.
Why wouldn't you? Okay, now you offered Clay the big deal.
Yes.
But you just freed up all that money because Durant is now, soon to be a, a Brooklyn Net. Oh,
and
my
Kawhi,
God.
And if he doesn't stay with Toronto, you know that he is willing to take less money to be more flexible and to go other places that he wants. But if the Lakers land Kawhi over the Los Angeles Clippers, who are a team that looked like they really, really had their ducks in a row, it is a reminder that the Lakers are still the A-list star that have fallen on hard times. But when they call the restaurant, sir, yes, sir. They've got the best table immediately, and the Clippers, they're like an independent film. It's like, yeah, that's pretty good, but you're still not the blockbuster.
Unfortunately,
movie.
I don't think they would be able to pay him. I think with D'Angelo Russell coming to town, he's taking up 20% of their cap.
To the Clippers?
No, to the Warriors.
To the Warriors?
Yeah.
Did the Warriors land D'Angelo Russell?
It becomes official this weekend, but he'll be taking up 20% of their cap. And that was the whole deal with Kevin Durant going to Brooklyn was the sign and trade.
So, but at the same time, I don't understand why they wouldn't make a play for him.
I don't mean to say that Kawhi is not going to fit in with the Lakers. He will. But I just, Judson, and kudos to you, I had not even thought about the Golden State Warriors as being a player. It seems like he would just fit so much better with Golden State than he would with the Lakers.
Why?
Maybe it's because he's going to be toiling in the shadow of Anthony Davis and LeBron. And I'm not saying that it doesn't matter to Kawhi
Leonard.
When you look at the star power of a LeBron,
he's better than both of them.
Toronto Raptors have never won a championship. Kawhi shows up and does it.
His game is better than both of them.
Davis has been in the league for 7 years.
But it's still going to be known as LeBron's team, where you go to Golden State, and it's like, okay, you got Steph and you got Clay, and now you're an awfully big, big piece of that team.
Yeah. When, you know, it was Dwayne Wade's team, then LeBron went there, and it kind of became both of their teams.
They shared.
I feel that would be similar with Kawhi and LeBron. Kawhi's status is really, really elevated.
It's superstar status, and again, it is a guy who probably doesn't give a rat's ass about, am I getting billboards or not? Are we winning games?
Just a reminder, in another 15 minutes, we'll be qualifying another listener for Comic-Con tickets. If you win,
get FM 103.3.
Cruising along on this Monday, family. Hope you're having a great one. 8 o'clock hour, our good buddy Bob Scanlon, the Scan Man, as we call him here on the show. Fox Sports Andy will talk to us about the upcoming Giants series. We'll also pepper him with the All-Star questions.
Just a reminder, Comic-Con passes within the next 8 minutes. We'll be qualifying again. Give us a shout-out to our qualifiers so far. What were their names?
Adam, Alberto, and Jerry.
Adam, Alberto, and Jerry. Now, again, we're qualifying all day, shows, and we will announce a winner every day of the passes at 5:45 with the Loose Cannons each day. So, be turning back in. Keep it locked to Extra 1360. We got sports. We got superheroes.
Got it all, baby.
We got it all. We've got this segment.
Oh, really? Okay, now you go away, and now it's we got this segment?
Well, I'm pretty
happy. Hey, listen, yeah, I don't have to do this every day at 7:45.
Oh, is it
I don't have to.
Is it hard
for just trying to get the family what they want, trying to help the show.
Oh, is it really hard? Right.
Let's get to it, maybe for the last time.
It's time for the biggest stories of the day, according to Mike Costa.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Does he know where this pirate hooker's mouth has been?
This is Costa's Daily Dump.
Congratulations, Lakers. You might soon have the most hated NBA team of all time.
Oh, boy.
Like, even the old Celtics and Pistons teams are applauding you. Okay, it was bad enough that the Lakers landed LeBron James. Then after another bad season that diminished LeBron's largely unimpeachable legacy and resulted from front office instability, the Lakers just simply traded for Anthony Davis, a generational star who will likely sign a long-term contract next summer. Now you might go possibly and get Kawhi Leonard. It doesn't seem possible for LeBron to top the Miami Heat Big Three hate he faced in South Beach, but it looks like the Lakers are going to give it a try.
Whose take is that? LeBron's going to be hated because they land Kawhi?
Well, the Lakers, not just LeBron, but a lot of people are trying to draw the parallel between
what?
The Lakers and then what he did with the Miami Heat.
Who? What? What? What?
Yeah.
Fletch, what? What? Are you hearing this?
It's his Daily Dump.
Someone bumped their head, right? Am I crazy?
Apparently you did. Players what? In the... can I move on, please?
No.
Players in the Betfred Super League, the top-level rugby league in the Northern Hemisphere, lace up for 29 matches a year. That's 29 guaranteed 2 to 3 hour car crashes each game. How tough are rugby players? Hull FC forward Joe Westerman may be the toughest man alive. Facing the rival Hull Kingston Rovers, Westerman was tackled in the 77th minute of a recent match. When he rolled over, a dislocated kneecap was sticking out the side of his right leg. What did the 29-year-old Englishman do? He simply slapped at it a couple of times, slapped it back in place, and joined the very next scrum. His head coach, Lee Radford, said, and I quote, Westerman does this every fortnight, and it has generally come out on numerous occasions. Maybe he needs some ligaments in there somewhere, end quote.
Fortnight means 2 weeks.
Oh, it does?
Yep.
Have you seen him? Have you seen the video of him slapping
no.
his knee?
No.
Oh, my God. He's laying there going, ah, ah, and just starts slapping at it, and then pops it right back into place.
You know, I know that's tough and all, but it's terrible for your body.
Maybe I should try to do that.
Maybe. Just slap your face.
He's trying to throw his pen at the glass.
Yes, he did.
Without any further ado, police arrested a naked man who began dancing strangely at a McDonald's down in Naples, Florida. Deputies responded to the incident where the man began taking off his clothes and dancing. According to witnesses, he appeared as if he was trying to have sexual relations with a handrail. 63-year-old John Morgan, a.k.a. Ben Fletcher, was arrested and charged with trespassing on property and other structures.
A handrail.
Deputies have had contact with Morgan before from previous trespassing incidents
at
the same location. In his defense, many people have remarked it's really the cutest rail in the town. There's our that is our last Daily Dump for Costin Richards, ladies and gentlemen. Judson doesn't like it anymore, so we're just going to do something else at 7:45 every day.
That explains why Fletch looks so tired today, the jet lag from getting back and forth between here and Florida.
Well, you know, 3 hours difference.
I love the Daily Dump.
Apparently you don't.
Well, you kind of came at me a little sideways there when I commented in between stories. Would you like me to just completely butt out?
Not at all.
Shut this mouth down
I'm reporting the news that I am able to cultivate. Mm-hmm. As I'm putting my Daily Dump together.
Because you kind of looked at me like you wanted reaction, and then I reacted, and you didn't like that I reacted. I don't know what you want me to do here.
I wasn't looking for reaction, but I appreciate the reaction.
So you just stopped talking? Is that how this show works?
Because, no, you had that look on your face, and I figured, okay, he's going to interject something here. And then you kind of attacked me for stating the case that they might be very hated because of their free agent acquisitions
in the last couple of years. You chose that story, which means that you believe there's some...
Excuse me.
There's some... You okay? You okay there? I mean, you chose the story, which means you believe there was some validity to it.
Yes.
So when you look at
the parallels.
I comment on it, and then you have issue with me commenting on it.
Well, no, and then you say, did somebody hit their head? You meant me?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Well, no, whoever chose the story, and then you did agree with them.
Right.
But I often wonder if you have hit your head.
Well, that's a given. I'm just saying.
So you think that they're going to become hated like the Heat?
They could be. Now, there's no decision like LeBron made before he moved down to Miami. But when you look at the team, you know, LeBron, and now they got Anthony Davis, and now they're going to get Kawhi Leonard. People could say, yeah, this is one of the most hated teams.
Boy.
Because of their acquisitions.
Very compelling argument.
Caller number 20 right now qualifies to win two passes to Comic-Con 2019.
I am inevitable.
Listen at 5:45 p.m. to see if the cannons call your name.
Comic-Con passes 844-570-1360.
Love it!
We will take caller number 20 right now for those passes to qualify. Again, announcing winners at 5:45 today. Coming up next, Bob Scanlon, Fox Sports San Diego. Kirby Yates is in. Who should be next for the Padres? We'll answer that question.